Satan Con, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 Con-Con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, no, no. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And on a Monday, we flip it to the second hour. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. When Bush was in office, they were constantly, the Democrats, they floated the impeachment word a few times. Haven't heard any of them apologize now that ISIS has weapons of mass destruction that everybody said didn't exist. Yes, it's, you know, this administration has allowed our nightmare to come true. But I've heard Steve Stockman's floated it out there a couple of times, but nobody's ever called for this on the floor of Congress. And I've wondered why. Now, I know that there's still a lot of people that believe that his birth certificate is a fake, that he is Kenyan by birth. And given the fact of how all that came out, just like Sandy Hook, given all the muddy facts about this, I'm sitting back and saying there's something to all that. Nothing I can prove. But when it's all said and done, if it had been proven that he had gained the presidency under a false pretense, that would have vacated everything that had been passed that he had signed, which would have been a new day in America. And that meant that everybody went with him, too. All of his executive branch would have gone with him. Can you hear the morning time music playing and the sun rising and the rainbow and the birds chirping? It'd be great. But the impeachment word, we haven't heard anybody talking about that with this guy. Is it because of two words that everybody has to consider with that if they decide to move that way? Those two words being Joe Biden. Could it be that? That's what would happen if we impeached him. We would have President Joe Biden. Inside the Beltway, amongst the honest, they understand that Joe Biden is an idiot. The media understands he's an idiot. They bend over backwards. They get into yoga master poses to try to hide his constant insanity. But he would be an incumbent if somebody impeached Obama. Now, there's a lot of people out there that would protest, but Biden is a zero compared to Hillary. Hillary is becoming diminished with each and every passing day. I hope she gets the nomination, the Democratic nomination for president, because we're going to parade everything out there, and she's going to spend her entire campaign explaining things and not explaining why she would be a good president. And she wouldn't be a good president. She is not qualified to be president at all. She's not qualified to be anything. She was a carpetbagger senator. She got a bone thrown to her. But even Bill Clinton admits that George W. Bush called him more to get presidential counseling than Barack Obama's ever done. They hate each other, the Obamas and the Clintons. But he made her Secretary of State, trying to appease her. Whether or not she would put up a credible challenge when she could not put up a credible challenge to Barack Obama remains to be seen. If that did happen, then Joe Biden would just let her be his VP. He would appoint her as a, or have her run as his VP to in 2016. But I think that's part of the problem with impeaching Obama is what we get afterwards. What we get for our trouble. President Barack Obama said in a recent address that he's become frustrated with our lack of movement towards civilian disarmament. Crime is going down, the police are becoming increasingly militarized, and the going down crime is the emotional tool to soften Americans towards gun control. As he's surrounded by heavily armed bodyguards, he says our levels of gun violence are off the charts. There's no advanced developed country that would put up with this. Well, a lot of them do. A lot of them do, including Australia, the one he loves the most. They're enjoying a surge of gun crime. Their right to keep and bear arms in Australia was eviscerated. There are a few privileged, licensed citizens who can legally own firearms there, and after that, that's it. Sales are restricted, importation is restricted, carry is restricted, personal storage was restricted. 5% of Australians bear a government-granted license. And even they are subject to having their property inspected by the government. If you bring firearms into Australia without permission, you face a potential life sentence in prison in Australia. So all semblances of firearm freedom in Australia were destroyed. The government gets to pick and choose who gets granted the privilege and who will be denied. They became the decider of who had an invalid reason to own a firearm, an invalid physical condition, an invalid medical condition, an invalid background, or was unsuitable for any other contrived arbitrary reason. They could just make it up as they go. And your president whose nation, the nation which he is president of at this time, where crime is going down, wants your guns. It's not about background checks anymore. Get that out of your head. They don't want expanded background checks. They want your guns. They want to separate you from your guns. They want to separate you from your ammo. At the very least, they want to know what you've got and how much you've got. Now, the only problem with that is that the founders laid a few things in place that I still happen to believe in. And I don't call it the organic constitution or the corporate constitution. I simply call it the constitution. The constitution I swore an oath to. They didn't make it, when I was taking my oath, they didn't get out there and give me a background on, well, what's what versus that, and this happened then. I was told, and I had to promise, to defend it. And I had to guarantee it with my own life. And maybe I did that in ignorance at the time. But unfortunately for them, in this particular case, for me, ignorance is bliss, because I will sit here and continue to do that. The one the founders signed. That one. The only one, in my opinion. The only one I'm going to defend, and I'm going to defend it. And this president doesn't like it. He's frustrated that people like me exist. Good. We're going to talk about some teachers who are being trained to shoot back in Missouri on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at AdamsArms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
Welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. I want you to picture this. An early morning, sun coming up, West Plains, Missouri. Slightly west of the town on a hilltop. You can see trees stretching to the end of the world and only a very low rumble of far-off thunder that breaks that morning quiet. Then suddenly a chief instructor yells out, "On the command of gun, two steps to the left, three shots on target, one standing, one kneeling, one standing." If that doesn't smash the tranquility. And then he yells gun. And the teachers move left in an evasive sidestep, which is called getting off the X. They yank out their Glock 19s from their holsters and they fire at metal targets 50 inches tall with painted faces at the tops, careful not to hit the renditions of innocent people in front of them. Drop to an E, fire, stand up, fire, scan for additional threats. Here in the heartland of the nation, you find a group of people that are tired of reading about school shootings. And now these teachers are students, and they're learning how to kill an armed intruder. Most of their rounds find the intended... I love shooting steel because of that ping. A few kick up red dirt over a berm, but it is, after all, a learning process. Since Sandy Hook, America has struggled. Well, some of them have struggled. I know what the answer has been all along. But they've struggled to find the answer to its epidemic of school shootings. It doesn't actually exist. They're just told there's an epidemic. Some districts have decided that teachers are the ultimate first responders and need to learn to shoot back. And those administrators that have made that decision, you guys have nailed it. You have nailed it. Good for you. 4 Missouri school districts recently sent staffers to this hilltop range for 5 days of firearms training. The instructors are all current law enforcement officers. They refer to the teacher's unique situation. And it is unique because they're going to be waging close quarter combat while they've got a bunch of kids running around them. Jason Long, a lieutenant with the Howell County Sheriff's Office, stresses to the class, you have to pick your environment apart. Question is, are they ready to pull the trigger on a shooter? And what about if it's one of the kids from one of their classes? One man said none of us would be here if we hadn't already answered that question. There's many in the country that don't want to think that we, you know, they want to think that we're not at this point. Unfortunately, we are. Dr. Linda Langeman is going to join me again on Wednesday. And we're going to talk about how we got there. Because we caused it. We forgot about parenting and teaching, and we started learning how to get a prescription filled. Some education officials are beginning to agree that the old hide under a desk is no longer going to be a viable response. Now, the U.S. Department of Education is pushing something they call ALICE, Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, Evacuate. Anything other than an armed response to a school shooting, there should be no doctrine to it. Make an exit, get out, and go. Don't look back. If you have a sibling, make sure they're gone. But you get out. Now, in Missouri, Olathe and Independence are among the districts that are adopting ALICE. Other ideas include Safe Defend, the creation of Jeff Green, a former Kansas elementary school principal. It gives teachers fingerprint-activated access to pepper spray and a baton to counter intruders. It also, the activation also triggers a school lockdown and notifies police. I suppose that's better than nothing. Although pepper spray is very close quarters and a baton is handshaking distance. Now, G.A. Buie, who's principal of Eudora High School in Kansas and president-elect of the 20,000-member National Association of Secondary School Principals, says that allowing teachers to carry guns is a proposal that is folly to its core. He says it couldn't be more wrong-headed. We would be asking school officials, trained as educators, to make a quick transition from teacher to SWAT member, arrive on the scene, assess the situation, overcome the severe nervousness that naturally accompanies a deadly force incident and take immediate action before blood is shed. Buey said. Buey, you're an idiot. You're telling me that someone who is educated as a teacher doesn't have the capacity within them, some of these folks are veterans too, you know, doesn't have the capacity within them to bring a gun to bear and stop a massacre. That's what you're telling me. You're saying they're not good enough. Why are we sending the kids to school if they're not good enough? If they can't learn that very simple thing, gun's a very simple machine. All school districts will not go the gun route. Now, schools in large cities and suburban areas typically have security guards or police resource officers. That's all well and good, but a uniformed officer is almost a soft target. He's identified as such, as being armed, so maybe that's the first one they either try to distract or take out, like at the D.C. Naval Yard. Greg Martin, a former Missouri Highway Patrol trooper, says that a few minutes of police response time is far too long if somebody starts shooting in a school. Time is what enables a shooter. How long of a time does that shooter have to wage his little one-person war in a school before he is interrupted by somebody who is equally as intent on stopping him? The shorter that period of time is, the lesser the carnage is going to be. If he's allowed to operate within that school until the police show up, he or she is going to do as much as they possibly can to as many children as they possibly can do it. Now, Mr. Martin says having teachers in school with a concealed weapon is a little bit like air marshals on planes. How many hijackings have we had since 9/11? Good question. The recent class of people were from Luty, Climax Springs, Dora, and Warsaw school districts. Among the bunch, administrators, coaches, and teachers all volunteered. All of them that showed up were volunteers. A superintendent said if anybody in his district was going to undergo the training, he wanted it to be him. While he was taking the class, he was yelled at as being too slow. That's why we move fast, so we can shoot slowly. I've always said that an armed teacher will defend a child in her class to the end of their life. I believe it. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cued.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking about teachers in Missouri who are taking up pistol craft to defend their students in the event that a spree shooter enters their school. A teacher at Ludi Elementary in Theodosia, Missouri, said she never thought she would be doing something like this. But somebody had to step up, particularly as two more school shootings happened the week of her training. She said, "These are my children." And she knows she's going to have to find a holster that is undetectable by her students. "They like to give me hugs," she said. The earliest known school shooting that anybody can trace back happened September 28th, 1850, in Westchester, Pennsylvania. There, George Farrow braced a rifle against a tree early one morning and shot a teacher as she unlocked the school door. That was the murder of Rachel Sharpless, and that's one of the early ones on a list of American school shootings. This has happened a lot. And it's a long list. The early ones are never widely known, and the recent ones are blurred by horror. It would not be until Columbine that school shootings would begin to take center stage. And then we had Sandy Hook. Tim Thomas is the director of instruction and facilities for the Warsaw Schools District. He said that that was the catalyst for us. We knew we had to do something. The Warsaw District, with five campuses, two of them miles from law enforcement, was one of the first in Missouri to take the Shield Solutions training. School board met twice with the company before signing on and sending letters home to parents advising them of the plan. Thomas said, "We had zero response from angry parents. We have had nothing but positive support, and we've been doing this for over a year. No incidents." Martin started his training school after being approached by another district. At first, insurance was a problem. Districts were told they would be dropped from regular coverage if any staff member was armed. The solution was for Martin's company to provide $3 million of coinsurance for participating districts. For a fee of $17,500, a district gets training for two staffers who technically become employees of Shield Solutions and receive a salary. So far, 10 districts have taken the training. Three more signed contracts recently, and more are in negotiations. One superintendent told the sales manager, Dan Wehmer, told him that at one time that idea would never fly with his board. Now they are on the July lineup. Most of the districts are small, and they say they can't afford security guards and isolated. A county deputy would have to race miles down winding and hilly blacktops to get to some of them. A bookkeeper said of her school, "We'd be lucky if they could get here in 25 minutes. Dick Flannery, a deputy executive director for the National Association of Secondary School Principals, understands the isolated part, but that doesn't keep him from sticking his head in the sand. He says these districts would be better off finding money in the budget for security guards. From his position with his head in the sand, he said, "There's no doubt that there's a growing frustration level in this country. Schools obviously have become targets, and the solutions are not clear." The Missouri School Boards Association wisely takes no position. Paul Fenwald, the Association Special Advisor for Education Safety and a former FBI agent, said this needs to be a local decision. Under state law enacted last year, in Missouri, every district is required to undergo an active shooter drill led by law enforcement. Kansas has no such requirement. The Missouri drill focuses on building security, lockdown measures, and emergency communication. Fenwald said some districts are choosing to go beyond that. They just need to make sure they get appropriate training and be aware of their liability. But sure, the number of districts going that way could go up. There's a couple of things they're doing to ensure that this is as safe as it can be, which is sort of a stupid thing to say when you're talking about sending rounds downrange, especially if you're downrange. Like their choice of ammunition, they don't want a bullet passing through a target and striking someone else in a classroom. It needs to expend its energy within the soft tissue of the target. Nobody's going to carry plus P rounds. This coming from training supervisor Don Crowley. He's an Army veteran, a federally certified firearms instructor, a sniper instructor, and Missouri Sheriff's Association Training Academy instructor. He knows the starting point for some of the teachers, which is zero for most of them. So it's absolutely ground floor, stance, grip, sight alignment, trigger manipulation. But, and this is true of everybody, believe it or not, on a scale of 100, he says his students will be shooting at 90 to 95 by the end of the week. If not 90%, they don't graduate, and the district will have to send someone else. They don't even get to recycle. And they were giving them military-style punishment. If they messed up, they had to run up this hill. At a recent session, an elementary teacher struggled. Her eyes were tearing up, and she repeatedly had to run up a hill as punishment for misses. Wehmer said she's not going to make it. She can't handle the stress, and if she can't handle it out here, what would she do in a real situation? The woman knew she was too slow. She said, I have to stop thinking scenario so much and start shooting. They are taught things like weapons maintenance, threat identification, discretionary shooting, one-handed shooting, shooting while moving, barricade shooting, and the warrior mindset. 5 hours are spent in the classroom, 35 hours on the range. The required firearm is the Glock 19 semi-automatic pistol. Crowley says concealable, easy to carry, goes bang every time. And it is combat accurate. This past Thursday, on day four, a lot of people in the class were getting sloppy. Too many shots, missed targets. They forgot they're getting off the X sidestep. Wisely, part of their training includes up to when law enforcement gets there. As the officers barge into the scene, they're screaming, Sheriff's Department on the ground. By that time, the teacher should have looped around their necks the yellow security sash they must carry at all times. And the officers try to make it as stressful as possible. They're screaming at him, what's your name? Do you work here? Are there other shooters? Some of the teachers' voices wobble as they respond with their hands up and their knees in the gravel. But it's about performing under pressure, the same as putting the school shooter target in the middle of the kids. It adds to the stress, but it makes them better. And here's the thing for these teachers, and they understand this. They get this. As they undergo this training, it needs to be as realistic as possible. Because in the event that one of these rampage shooters were to pick their school and come in on their students, on them themselves, they have been given a skill set that means they can resist and stop it. And it's not about being a hero. It's not about saving the day. It's about the cost, the absolute horrific cost if they were to fail. These teachers get emotionally invested with their students. Some of them openly cry at the end of a school year as somebody leaves that school or something. They don't want to fail. And it has nothing to do with what the school district expects or what the parents expect. It's what the teachers expect. Everything about their profession leads to success if they're good at it, and they want to be successful at this. I think this is a great program. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Is a little higher.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about these teachers training, and I'm getting ready to do some training, and I can't tell you who I'm going to train with because it isn't allowed. Now, I'm going to get to film it. They're not so deep in that I can't show their faces or anything. You're never going to know their names, but I get to train with them. And one of the reasons I've been working out is because when I train with them, I don't want to get like, before, if I had gone down there to train with them before I started working out, 10 minutes in, I'm going to pass out, and they're going to drag me to a tree, and I get 2 IV lines, one in each arm, in stereo. Hopefully, I can make it for about an hour and a half before I pass out now. And I've still got a ways to go. There's some things that I'm going to have to get some specialized help with. No matter how much I work out, no matter how much glucosamine I take, I've still got this knee issue. But I think I've got something on the way that's going to address that as well, and I'll let you know about it when I get it, because I'm going to try it, and I bet you it's going to work. Training, especially what Shield Solutions is doing, where they're taking somebody that never has done this before, is a steep learning curve. But for somebody like me, now I'm going to be training under the auspice of military-style training with military people, and I haven't done military training since 1990. So I sort of anticipate that learning curve. When I was in the Army, the fire maneuver technique was derived primarily from Vietnam, to give you an idea. And I believe they refer to ground operations now as fourth-generation warfare. So I'm interested, one, to see how it's changed. Two, I'm interested to see if I can do it at all. I mean, here it'll probably be sometime in August, which gives me a little time to get myself further in there. This will give me time to mess with the knee, get this thing going with the knee, get in a little bit better shape. It'll be a little cooler in August. But when I go in there, the last time I did this was a while back. And I'm going to have to, I mean, I'm about now to get to the point to where I have to start doing, starting with low fences, start vaulting over them. Then I'm going to have to vault over them with a vest on. Then I'm going to vault over them with an empty weapon and a vest. Because I'm going to have to do that. And I'm going to have to do things like rushes, which I absolutely hated when I was young and could take them. And I'm sure I'm going to hate them even more now. When I'm talking about a rush, this is where you're running flat out, as fast as my legs are going to take me. And you come down on your knees, and then you come down on your elbows, and then you're in the prone firing position. If I can do, when all this is done, if I could do a rush and not knock myself out and send rounds down range effectively, I'm going to be happy. Now, why am I doing this? I don't have to do this. I'm 53 years old. The guys I'm training with, when I got out of the Army, the oldest one of them was 6. But these guys are, they have the pedigree of being operators. I'm not even going to go so far as to tell you which component they're in because I'm not sure if I can. But they listen to the show. Some, or one of them, or two of them, I don't know how many. Somebody listens to the show. They've invited me to come down there, and I'm going to go. I'm going to go down there. And I'm going to train with these kids. I think I've talked another fool my age into going down there with me. And I am fully prepared. I haven't had a heat injury since Fort Polk, Louisiana, thankfully. And heat injuries, for lack of a better word, suck. I mean, it's very disorienting. You're laying there looking around. You think you can get up, but you can't. Everything that you have to go through is just to get back on your feet is partially humiliating if you've ever had a heat injury. Because they had to check a few things, make sure some things are working the way they're supposed to work. And they're dangerous, depending upon their level. A lot of things. I'm going to be down in the Midlands, by the way, of South Carolina, at Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Some of these guys have gotten to the point of their career progression where they now have to teach basic trainees, and they're teaching basic trainees, and they're down there within driving distance, and I'm going to go down there and try not to humiliate myself. But here's the thing about this, okay? If I can get myself to that level, what are the chances that I'm actually going to have to wage fourth generational warfare? And what am I going to learn out of there that I can apply to any situation? The chances are not very good that I'm going to have to engage in fourth generational warfare. But I will, you know, for those SHTF scenarios, I will be getting some refresher courses. I'll get to test out my equipment. which is basically untested. And I'll get to test out a couple of weapons. I'm going to probably run both the Warsport LVOA and the Adams Arms Evo. And I'm just going to see how these things work under these conditions, because I'm going to be low crawling in dirt. And I've got a 100 liter hydration bladder on the back of my vest that is going to be filled with water. And if I'm not talking and asking a question, I'll be probably drinking water. Because I'm going to see if I can resist for as long as I can to be a heat injury. If you think that I'm fixated on becoming a heat injury, I've had 7. They're no fun. And it's been so long since I have had one that I have forgotten how much unfun they're going to be. And I don't want to remind myself this time. Because this is a test of me. This is to see how much is in me. I get out here all the time and tell you how everything is within you. How all this power is within you and everything else. I'm going to put this to the test with myself. I've got a bad knee. I've got a bad hip. I've got something called trigger finger in both hands. I've been working on losing weight. I'm working on getting stronger. And my goal is somewhere in the middle of August, with a bunch of kids that do this and just think it's just the most fun. And, you know, 25 to 30 years old, when you're 53 years old, that is being a kid, let me tell you. But that's okay, because these guys are all specialists in their field. And when I come away from them, unlike their basic trainees there, I'm going to say that I trained, I'm going to be able to appreciate what they're pushing. I'm going to run everything till it breaks, till it tears, including myself. And we're going to see what we come away from that. Sometime in after the mid-August, I'll be able to tell you how that goes. But between now and August, in the heat of the year, I've got a chain link fence that comes about chest high. I'm going to be working on vaulting that very shortly. You know, both hands. So I've got to figure out a slinging system to sling the weapon, okay, that isn't in the way. I've got to get enough lift and push off to clear everything that's going to be strapped to me. And I'm going to see if I can do it. Just to see if I can do it. Let's flip it to the third hour. We're going to talk about Cleveland when we get back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.